A common objection for any surgeon that has not utilized the SPF before or has limited experience with implantable stimulation may be that the SPF device is not MRI compatible. An example of how you may prepare for this anticipated objection might sound something like this. Doctor, I appreciate you being honest with me about this valid concern. If I were you and I learned that the device was not MRI compatible, I certainly would be concerned about the safety of my patients, so I'm happy you brought it up so we can discuss it together. Before sharing with you the research that has been conducted regarding MRI compatibility, can you help me understand where this concern may be coming from? What specifically have you learned regarding the MRI compatibility? What about the MRI compatibility concerns you the most? The SPF stimulator interaction with MRIs was evaluated by a clinical study conducted by Dr. Shellock et al. And published in the Journal of Magnetic Resonance Imaging in 2000. As a result of the studies, it was concluded that MR procedures may be performed safely in MR static magnetic fields of 1.5 Tesla or less. 1.5 Tesla was the common MR at the time of FDA approval. There are other more specific MRI procedural guidelines in the product manual if you would like to review further. Does this address your concern? What other questions, comments, or feedback do you have?